to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka. I am your host. I am a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I am also a real estate investor, and I'm going to talk to you today. I want to say one thing before I forget. Would love to for you to join me if you are not already a member of Lifestyles. Tuesday the 13th, this coming Tuesday, I'm doing my free workshop. It is live streamed. You don't have to go anywhere. You can listen to it in your pajamas. It's 90 minutes. I will tell you how we retire you in 5 years or less. So all you have to do is go to the Lifestyles Unlimited website. That's lifestylesunlimited.com, and it's a free workshop, and we'll have a good time. So love for you to sign up for that if you have not been to that before. Today, I'm really excited. I want to talk to you today about how not to lose money. How not to lose money. How do I keep from doing that? That's kind of the prime question with investing of any kind. And everybody knows that time in the market is everything. Markets go through cycles. We're taught that you either withstand the cycles, or if you're really good, you manage the cycles. I want to start out today talking about the stock market. I love the stock market. The stock market is amazing. It's great for raising capital if you're a company, for gambling, if you are, it's kind of like playing the lottery, if you're an investor. I'll explain what I mean as we go through this. But I grew up loving the stock market. I still do. I had my very first share of stock when I was 5 years old, right out of college, got a BBA and an MBA at Baylor University. I came here to Houston, Texas. My office was on the 64th floor of the tallest building west of the Mississippi. Amazing place to be in an office when you're 25 years old. Started in 1986, 1987. Market crash. The stock market crash of 1987 was called Black Monday. That's October 19th. Also, Del Walmsley's birthday. Was the largest one-day market crash in history. The Dow lost 22.6% of its value, or $500 billion in one day. Give you a little perspective. If you had $1 million when you went to bed on Sunday night, when you woke up on Tuesday morning, you now had $774,000. You lost $250,000 in one day. So instead of your horrible $30,000 a year income, let's say you're planning on retiring. You kind of plan this out. I'm going to retire in a year. And so sometime in the next 6 months, I will pull my money out of the stock market so that it's in something safe like a CD, bank CD. And you are thinking, I'll earn probably 3% off of that money. So my rate of return is going to be around, I'm going to get about $30,000 a year of income, living a little bit above poverty, but not really what we'd call the golden years. Now, all of a sudden, you wake up on Tuesday after Black Friday, you have $23,000 a year to live off for retirement. Wouldn't it have been an amazing thing if you could have avoided that, if you could have just timed the market? I mean, there are people that make a living at trying to time the market. How are you going to do that? Well, I guess you could watch skirt lengths. There's something called the hemline indicator, which was accurate in 1987, right before 1980. The idea is if the longer the skirts get, the worse the market gets. The higher the skirts get, the better the market is. Isn't that hilarious? So right in 1987, right before the market crashed, designers switched from mini skirts to floor length skirts. Similar change also took place in 1929. Guess what? 2008, same thing. S&P 500 lost approximately 50% of its value. So $1 million went to $500,000. If you could just time that, look at the mini skirts, look at the long dresses. That's one way. Of course, it's not accurate every single time. You couldn't get every market correction that way. 2008, one of our very best real estate investors, very best. Is that really grammatically correct? He was making $65,000 a year in 2008. he turned $500,000 in the stock market into $70,000, from $500,000 to $70,000, and he decided to join Lifestyles Unlimited. This last year, he made $2 million. So in 10 years, he went from a $65,000 income to a $2 million income. And what drove him to that was that drop in the stock market. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. That's kind of like what people expect in the stock market. I mean, I'm going to get in the market, I'm going to ride it up, then I'm going to lose money. Then I'm going to ride it up, then I'm going to lose money. Then I'm going to ride it up, then I'm going to lose money. There's got to be a way to time that. There's got to be a way to do that better. What would I do to do that? How would I accomplish that? That's what I'm trying to figure out, because everybody that I've talked to, doesn't matter how good or how bad they are, nobody is able to time the market. You know, the idea is you want to, when I was a stockbroker, there was a mantra. People would say, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. So you want to try to watch the market, find out when it's going to get too high, when it gets too high, when people go crazy, when everybody in the world is getting the stock market, that's probably when it's going to be, when it's a good time to bail. I do remember at that time in 1987, during when Black Friday came about, I mentioned this last week, what you want to do is not lose your don't lose your discipline. I had a guy who had just gotten in the market. He had $10,000 in a mutual fund, a bond mutual fund, which is a horrible thing to invest in ever, because you don't have the principal. You're just they're trading it, and so it went from, his money went from $10,000 to $70,000 overnight, because interest rates dropped when interest rates, they increase. When interest rates increase, the value drops of what you're holding. So how are we going to time the market? How are we going to figure that out? How are we going to figure out a better way to invest? Guy asked me during that time, shortly after that, I was doing a seminar with a buddy. He said, why is the market going up so high? And I'm smart guy. I mean, I was just out of college. I had an MBA. I was actually in an economics honor society and a finance honor society. I said, because there's more buyers than sellers. When we get to the other side of the break, I am going to tell you a little bit about economic forecasting, and let's see if there's a way for us to tell the future for your investing. Thanks so much for being with me today. We're going to have a good time.
Dell Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey there, this is David Ruzicka. You are listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. Glad you're with me this afternoon. Before the break, we were talking about the definition of an insanity, which is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, as in get in the market, ride it up, lose money, get in the market, ride it up, lose money. I'm talking about the stock market again, which, of course, I said at the beginning, I love the stock market. It's a great place to raise capital. If you're an investor, not so great a place. Great place to gamble, great place to speculate. But for making money, there's got to be a better solution. And what I said was, is there a way to time the market? Is the way we can tell the future and figure out how to be in the market when it's going up, be out of the market, be, or any investment for that matter, be in any investment when it's, when things are rising, be out when they're going down. What I want to do is I'm going to make a statement about economic forecasting, and then I'm going to demonstrate its veracity. Here's the thing about economic forecasting. It is an exercise in futility, an exercise in futility. Guy by the name of John Kenneth Galbraith. He was an American economist, a little bit of a liberal, But also had some quotes that I just really like. I don't know why. They just kind of they stand out and they're attractive to me. He said, modesty is a vastly overrated virtue. I think our current president would appreciate that. Modesty is a vastly overrated virtue. He also said more people die in the United States of too much food than of too little. I think that's probably demonstrably true. Here's the one I want to focus on, though. He said the only function of economic forecasting, and this is gold, he said, is to make astrology look respectable. The only function of economic forecasting is to make astrology look respectable. Now, I know some of you guys right now that really offended you because you're into astrology. No offense intended, but probably deserved. You're into that kind of what's your sign and astrology stuff. If so, and you need to ask yourself, why do all those fortune tellers who use astrology have luxury offices? Why don't those fortune tellers who use astrology have luxury offices in the best part of town? Instead, they're always in the worst part of town. They've got ragged stained sheets from the 1940s as window coverings. They're in a 1930s house that has never been painted. Why are they living like that? A buddy of mine, he actually is kind of dating again, and he said a woman asked him what his sign was, and he said, it's kind of like, that's stupid, why? And she said, I just want to know if we're compatible. And he said, okay, whatever, I'll play along. Told her his sign, and she said, she disappeared. I mean, instantly was gone. I told him, I said, that's awesome. That is a good deal for you because it saved you some real craziness. Here's the thing. The reason fortune tellers live in the worst part of town with ragged stained sheets and beat up old houses for their offices is because it's rubbish. Here's the amazing thing, though. Economic forecasting is too. And yet people live in beautiful high rises with expensive furniture and expensive, all the expensive technology you can get. Let me talk about that for just a minute. Look back to 2016. Paul Krugman, he is no hack. He is a Nobel Prize-winning economist. He won a Nobel Prize for his expertise in economics. So he should be the expert of all experts, right? Probably heard of him. May have seen him on TV a little bit. By the way, I was in an economic honor society. I already mentioned that once. I like to throw that out a lot. It makes me sound really smart. I think but somebody wasn't watching the door. But here's the thing. Krugman, in October 2016, said, if Trump wins, we will have a global recession with no end in sight. Global recession with no end in sight. Instead, up until the pandemic, we have had the best economy in years. Market through the roof. Unemployment the lowest in years. Black and Hispanic unemployment at lowest levels since unemployment has been tracked. Even now, the stock market has taken back all of its losses. I have just a little bit of money left in IRA, and I'm way ahead now for the year. I was really surprised and shocked by that. So, like I said, this is the expert of all experts. Won a Nobel Prize for his economic genius, and couldn't be more wrong. The week before the 2016 election, we're talking about economic forecasting. Is that a way? Can we listen to the experts and figure out, is it a good time to invest or not? Whether it's real estate or stocks or bonds or gold or silver or whatever. Can we figure that out? Is there a way to know that? 790 economists the week before the 2016 election. When I say 790, I mean, it could be like, you know, a bunch of guys that got their economics degree from some mail-in thing off a cereal box. No. There were a dozen Harvard professors. There were Nobel Prize winners, Angus Deaton of Princeton, Oliver Hart and Eric Maskett of Harvard, Kenneth Arrow of Stanford. These are economic intellectual giants. These 790 economists, they signed on to this statement, and this is what they said. Trump's statements reveal, this is right before the election, week before, Trump's statements reveal a deep ignorance of economics. He promotes magical thinking and conspiracy theories over sober assessments of feasible economic policy options. If elected, he poses a unique danger, they're just talking about economically, to the prosperity of the country. For these reasons, we strongly recommend that you do not vote for Donald Trump. I just gave you the statistics. Economic intellectual giants. And so, so wrong. When it comes to economic forecasting, I have to go back to what John Kenneth Galbraith said. The only function of economic forecasting is to make astrology look respectable. If someone tells you they know what the economy is going to do, you need to just take it with a grain of salt. New York Times, again, Paul Krugman, election night 2016. Just one more. He said, it really does now look like President Donald J. Trump and markets are plunging. When might we expect them to recover? At first pass, the answer is never. Never. That is a pretty bold statement. That's a pretty audacious statement. That is a pretty fixed statement. Never going to recover. We're looking at a global, this is him continuing, so we're probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight. I want a job like that, where I can be 100% wrong 100% of the time. Apparently, economists and weathermen are two jobs you can always fail at and get more and more famous. I feel bad about saying that. Really, that's unfair to the weathermen. So I take that back. But I'm going to tell you how to wrap your head around this whole retirement thing and how to actually achieve retirement. First of all, economic forecasting. I actually was a guest of one of our other hosts back last spring, and he asked me, what do you think about the economy, David? And my answer was, first of all, I was shocked because he didn't tell me he was going to ask. He's supposed to preface those questions so that I really have a good answer when they come around. But he asked me that, and I said, you know what? I don't care about the economy. I don't care what the economy is going to do. I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to be well thought out of my investing, and I'm going to find the best investment vehicle regardless of what the economy is doing. When we get back to the other side, I'm going to give you my best and only advice I can give you in investing. Hang with me. It's a great day. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Radio.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, glad you're with me this afternoon. This is David Ruzicka, Lifestyles member and Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor. I want to remind you, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You can't save your way to retirement, and I want to share with you how to get to retirement. I want to invite you, if you have not been to one of our free workshops, go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. You can go this Tuesday night, and I keep saying go. You're going to go to your computer, and you're going to log in because it's going to be a live stream. It's going to be my workshop that I'll be doing at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. You go sign up. I am actually going to offer a discount for our membership on Tuesday night, so would love to have you join me for that. Right before we went to the break, I was talking about the idea that we'd want to try to time the market. We want to try to figure out how to, whatever market we're in terms of investing, we want to know when to be in the market, when to be out of the market, when to invest, when to not invest, when to sit on the sidelines, when to jump in actively. And I used that quote from John Kenneth Galbraith, the only function of economic forecasting is to make astrology look respectable. And that is so true. Gave you some great examples of why we know that's true from Nobel Prize winning economists who are wrong, wrong, wrong so much of the time. And so if we can't do economic forecasting, how are we going to get to retirement? How are we going to keep from losing money? I want to tell you how to wrap your head around this whole retirement thing and how to make it. Now, understand, retirement happens when you have amassed enough passive streams of income to meet or exceed your bills. So I'm going to tell you, in the meantime, don't try to time the market. When you hear economic forecasting, sure, listen to it. Take it with a grain of salt. In January, Farmer's Almanac did not predict that, and neither did astrology, that there was going to be a pandemic and the economy was going to be shut down for the first time in history. Nobody predicted that. So You're not going to have any help there. The best and the only investing advice I can give you is this, in terms of timing. And Sir John Templeton said this. I shared this last week. He said the time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy, and the time of maximum optimism is the best time to sell. He also said, buy when there is blood in the streets. He became a multi-millionaire, I think billionaire, actually gave away over $100 million in his life to charity because in 1939, as Hitler was rolling across Europe and it was a maximum time of pessimism all across the world, he went out and bought over 100 stocks that were, I think, in the United States, they were all trading for under a dollar and increased his portfolio 400% over the next 5 years, 400%. Our own Del Walmsley, founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, in 2008, when the banks were cratering, and remember the presidential election was, or not election, but John McCain suspended his campaign because things were so horrible, things were so bad. Dell went to his bank. He had found a deal that was like 40% below with the value. The bank said he wanted funding for this particular building, apartment that he was going to buy. The bank said, oh, by the way, it was a time of maximum pessimism, so the right time to buy. The bank said, sorry, the Fed has just shut us down. We're not lending any money to anybody. And Dell said, okay, then I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it cash. I need you to cut me a check. I'm pulling out whatever it was, over $1 million out of the bank. And they said, well, actually, we are going to make a few loans this year. And he gave them the money and they got the deal done because they wanted to keep his deposit there. They didn't want him to take his deposit and do that. He tripled at a time of maximum pessimism because he invested in the market in real estate, in residential real estate, in apartment communities. He tripled his net worth from 2008, I want to say till 2010. I may be off a year or so on that, but tripled his net worth. Right now, pretty pessimistic time for at least half of the country. The Democrat half of the country is massively pessimistic. You just listen to both. Now, this is not a political statement. You just listen to Joe Biden talk. You listen to Kamala Harris talk. You listen to talking heads on TV. That's what they are all saying. I mean, the COVID crisis has been handled horribly. The market is in shambles. The country is in shambles. The economy is in shambles. It is a time of maximum pessimism. And as I said, John Templeton, the time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy. So don't be afraid. Don't chicken out. This is a time for you. If you've been thinking about getting into real estate investing, if you've been thinking about taking a plunge, of taking the education, of joining an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, we are and learning how to invest in real estate, now is the time to do it. But where are you going to invest your money? If I've sold you, if you say, okay, I'm ready, I need to invest somewhere, where's it going to be? Well, buy real estate. That is the best protection for your money. Think about it. Rule number one is never lose money. Never lose money. Stock market, the number one reality is you are going to lose money. You just want to manage how you lose it, when you lose it, and how much you lose. You want to time your in and out so that you miss the lows and you hit the highs. That's the whole goal. I used to know guys that would try to buy individual stocks, and kind of the big trend has been just invest in the market as a whole. Invest in an index fund because all your trade, if you can do what the market does, you're doing pretty good, relatively speaking. Not in terms of real estate, but in terms of the stock market, relatively speaking, you're doing okay. So we don't want to lose money. So let's rule out for the moment the stock market. Like I said, I love the stock market. It's entertaining. It's great. It's wonderful for speculating. It is wonderful for gambling. It's wonderful for raising capital for corporations. As far as an investment vehicle, we can do much, much better. How about gold? How about silver? That's the craziest thing in the world. It is just a rock. Oh, but what if everything goes to hell in a handbasket? It's still just a rock. You can't do anything with it. It doesn't earn you anything. It only goes up or it goes down. Not even based on anything like, I mean, at least with some stocks, okay, well, the company's doing better. And so the stock price is going to increase. With gold and silver, It's just simple demand. Are people afraid? Are they scared? Are they wanting to get more of that? Or they want to get less of that? That's the only thing. Real estate. If you don't want to lose money, then it's going to be real estate. We got five reasons why we're going to use real estate. First of all, is cash flow. Cream, Wu-Tang, let's see if I got it right. Wu-Tang Crew got a song called Cream. Cash rules everything around me. Cash rules everything around me. When you invest in real estate, must have cash flow. Since 1776, real estate has accounted for 70% of all millionaires. Because here's the thing. Building wealth is not about earning more money. It's about making your money work for you to meet or exceed your bills. I already said, we get to retirement when we have enough passive streams of income to meet or exceed our bills. So first thing we're going to do when we go to buy a single family home, when we go to an apartment complex, is there cash flow? Is it going to give me cash flow? People always ask, well, what if you can't rent it out? That's like kind of the number one question that people ask. Well, I will tell you, if you do your work, if you do your homework, if you do what an appraiser does, you go into the neighborhood, you find out what people are charging for rent, you're going to have the best product at the best price. You're going to be able to find a tenant. You're going to clean the place up. You're going to make it look beautiful inside. I should say beautiful. You're going to have it. It's going to be clean and functional, a nice, clean, functional place for a family to live or for an individual to live. You will have people lining up to want to live in your property, because before you buy the property, you're going to find out what people are charging for rent in the area. If you can't charge enough rent to have cash flow of, I would say, around $400, $200 to $500 cash flow, then you're not going to buy the property. I'm going to continue on this conversation when we get back from the break. Glad to have you with me today.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, good afternoon. Glad you're still with me. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Show. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. Want to encourage you, if you have not been to our free workshop before, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. I'm actually going to be teaching on Tuesday night at 6:30 Central Time, and you can join me for that. Before we went to the break, actually for this show, we've been talking about how not to lose money, how to time the market. We got times of great pessimism right now in terms of the economy for at least half of the country, the Democrat half of the country, maybe more, but guaranteed. And that's not a political statement. That's just based from the talking heads on TV, from the Biden campaign. Everything's a disaster. And so that's what he has said about the economy and everything that's going on. And he's going to save all that. So it is, according to John Templeton, a great time to invest, because times of massive pessimism are a great time to invest. Also mentioned at the beginning, we're not going to try to time the market, because, and even with economic forecasting by men and women who have won Nobel Prizes in economics. They are wrong most of the time. John Kenneth Galbraith said the purpose of economic forecasting is to make astrology look good. So if we can't time the market, if we cannot forecast what's going to happen in the future, then we actually just need to be in the best investment vehicle possible. And that's going to be real estate. Because with the stock market, you make money one way. It goes up, you make money. It goes down, you lose money. Same thing with gold, silver, anything else you can come up with. With real estate, when you're buying a single family property, when you're buying an apartment, does it have cash flow? Cream, Wu-Tang Crew, cash rules everything around me. Must have cash flow. When you go to buy the property, you're going to look at what rents are being charged in the area. If you have a clean, functional single family home, can you charge enough rent so that after principal interest, taxes, and insurance, you're making $200 to $400, $500 a month in cash flow? If you're not, you don't buy the property. How will you know if you can rent the property? I said that's the number one question people ask. Well, you find out what everybody else is charging. You're going to have the best product at the best price. If you have the best product at the best price and you're making money, you've got a great deal there, and you will have people lined up wanting to live in your property. You do your homework before you purchase the property. So number one thing you've got from real estate, you've got cash flow. That is going to keep you from losing money. What about the second way that we make money with real estate is appreciation. In the years since real estate has been tracked, it has doubled in value every 10 to 20 years. Now, on the conservative side, if you said it's doubled in value every 20 years, that's only a 3.5% increase per year, which is a horrible rate of return. You would never want to do that because you're never going to make it to retirement investing that way. But on a $100,000 house, that's a 3.5% interest rate. For instance, single family home that I own, I'll actually go through the math with you in the free workshop on Tuesday night. But that $100,000 house, that's a $3,500 increase per year. That house that I own is leveraged. I only had $10,000 out of pocket. $3,500 divided by my $10,000 investment. That's on average a 35% increase per year in terms of appreciation, not 3.5%. If I can do 35% on average per year, that is an amazing rate of return. And you can see I'm going to get on my way to retirement a lot faster than I would in the stock market or any other investment vehicle because I've got cash flow. I've got appreciation. I'm getting $400 a month in cash flow, and I've got that appreciation. The third thing is equity capture. I remember being a young stockbroker, and I was calling people and saying, hey, you need to buy a share of Gillette. The company's coming out with these new, I don't know what they were coming out with. Probably the blade that I use right now, which is the 5 on one side, and it's got the 1 on the other side for, you know, getting those tight spots. But that's what I was selling with Gillette stock, getting people to buy, you know, put $10, $30, $40, $50,000 in shares of Gillette stock. They had no guarantee that they were going to make money. When they bought the stock, the day that they bought the stock, they didn't all of a sudden increase their equity. With real estate, especially with single family real estate, we instantly increase our net worth with equity capture. Here's the thing. House that I bought, the same one that I was talking about just a minute ago, when I purchased the house, I paid $50,000 for it. I put $25,000 into rehab. I had an appraisal done before I purchased the house, as I purchased the house. It was going to be worth $100,000 after I fixed it up. That's what the appraisal said. So I instantly increased my net worth by $25,000. I purchased the house, fixed it up. 45 days later, second appraisal, I roll into a 30-year mortgage. I had a hard money loan at the beginning. Explain that another day. But bottom line is, I had an increase of 250%. That wasn't speculating. I wasn't hoping the value would go up. I wasn't counting on things to happen on the economy for the value to go up. I knew I was in a nice blue-collar area town where a lot of people needed jobs. A lot of what we call essential workers these days. Didn't really know that term back then, but that's what I had. And I knew that was going to be my unrealized capital gain from day one. We leave the speculating for Vegas and Wall Street because in our book, that is the same as gambling. So I've got cash flow. I've got appreciation. I have equity capture. On top of that, again, how many ways do I make money in the stock market? One. If the stock goes up, I make money. Why does the stock go up? Simple reason, more buyers and sellers. How many things can affect there being buyers or sellers, more buyers or more sellers? There are a million things in the world that can affect that. It could be the stock. It could be how the company's managed. It could be what's going on in the economy. It could be what's going on in the political environment. It could be what's going on with the coronavirus. It could be geopolitics. It could be what's going on around the world with oil prices, with China, with Australia, with Japan. A million different things can affect that stock price. I know when I buy a single family home, I've got cash flow because people always need a place to live. I know when I buy that stock, as I go into the deal, I'm going to have equity capture and I'm going to instantly increase my net worth because my goal is to double my net worth on every deal that I buy. Then, because that's how I'm going to get to a place, I'm going to amass enough passive streams of income to retire myself in 5 years or less. Then I've got appreciation. I left that one out. And I've got principal pay down. Here's the thing. Your tenant's going to pay you rent. You're going to pay the mortgage with their money. As you're paying that mortgage, you're reducing the amount you own on that property. You're increasing your equity in that property. And so that could be anywhere from a 6% to a 10% increase. When you consider that the average return on the stock market for any 30-year period is 7 to 8%, our weakest reason to invest in real estate keeps up with or exceeds the stock market. You can see, as I keep going through this, why there's not that huge necessity to figure out what is going to happen in the future in terms of economic forecasting. Because economic forecasting, as we said, it's really not going to help me. On day one of January 2020, I can listen to all the economic forecasts that I want to. And all of a sudden in March, in April, the entire economy of the United States is being shut down. There's no way to tell if that's going to happen. There's no way to figure out what's going to happen in the future. What I can do is make sure that I'm in the best investment vehicle possible. So I've got my principal pay down. And then the last thing is I have the tax advantage. As real estate investors, you'll be paying the lowest amount of taxes on your passive income of any for-profit group in the United States. Mentioned last week, most powerful woman in the United States, Nancy Pelosi. Her husband owns over $200 million worth of real estate. Republicans and Democrats, guess what they own a lot of? They own a lot of real estate. Do you think they're going to change the tax laws in such a way that it will negatively impact their real estate holdings? I don't think so. Do you think Nancy Pelosi is going to let AOC come in there and say, oh, we're going to change tax laws. We're going to make all those real estate people pay a lot of money in a way that's going to affect her husband's holdings? No, I don't think so. I think she'll tell her to go packing at that point. Here's the thing. The IRS allows you to depreciate that house, take a phantom loss on that house over 27 and a half years. You take the value of the house, not of the land, just of the house, divide it by 27 and a half, and that is the amount of depreciation. That's the phantom loss that you're going to put on your tax return every single year. So you're making $4,800 a year in cash flow, $400 a month. Offset against that is going to be that phantom loss that you're taking from real estate. All of a sudden, you're paying no taxes, if you do it right, or a very small amount of taxes, because the only portion that is taxed is whatever is not covered by that phantom loss, by that depreciation. So even though we know the property's appreciating, the IRS looks like it has to add it like it's depreciating. You're dramatically increasing your ability to increase your net worth. You're dramatically increasing your cash flow. Here's the thing. You're making $100,000 a year before tax. It's going to be a lot less after tax. I want to go in a lot deeper detail this with you. Remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. And so join me every Saturday at 4 o'clock. Also, lifestylesunlimited.com. Join me in my free workshop this Tuesday night. Love to have you with me. And I'm going to tell you how we retire people in 5 years or less. Glad you're with me today. Have a good rest of your Saturday.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.